Three international members of Citizen VM's monitoring and verification team and their driver were reportedly arbitrarily detained, robbed of their money and valuables, blindfolded, handcuffed, and physically assaulted by members of the National Security Service. Reaction to this incident has been swift and tough. The United Nations mission in the country called for an immediate investigation into the circumstances under which ceasefire monitors were attacked, assaulted, and detained in Luri last week. Stephan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, told reporters in New York that the peacekeeping mission in the country is urging the parties to the revitalized agreement to ensure that all their forces are aware of and comply with the tenets of the agreement.
The mission notes that the monitoring and verification team members and their support personnel were merely discharging their mandate in support of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. The mission urges the immediate commencement of investigations in order for the perpetrators to be held to account. The mission also urges the parties to revitalize the agreement to adhere to the commitments outlined in the agreement.
On their part, the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission said in a statement that it expects the government to take the necessary measures to prevent the recurrence of such kinds of violations as the South Sudan's peace continues to take root. Similar reaction has come from the diplomatic community in Juba. Heads of missions issued a joint statement on Sunday condemning the detention, physical assault, and abuse perpetrated against the ceasefire monitoring and verification team at the Luri Training Center by the government's security forces. They have also asked the government to apologize to the victims and the countries they represent as a matter of urgency. The diplomats said corrective action by the government in addressing this incident is necessary to maintain faith in the government's commitment to the peace process at this critical juncture. In response, a statement purportedly released by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation says the perpetrators were arrested and an investigation was launched. The Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements Monitoring and Verification Mechanism was established in 2014 by the IGAD to monitor and verify the implementation of permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangements. The mandate of the Citizen VM is to monitor compliance by the warring parties and armed groups, either under their control or invited to support them, to the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. It monitors the warring parties through its monitoring and verification teams, located in 12 of the most conflict-affected areas of South Sudan. Philip Wani, reporting in Juba.